Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a triumphant scene this is. Our Lord's re-entrance into the city of Jerusalem. He had just recently raised Lazarus from the dead. A man who was well known and well respected amongst the community. And so it was a miracle both witnessed by many and talked about by all. Lazarus was dead, he had been buried, and now he is there amongst us. We can see him, speak with him, eat with him. Who is this man? This man who has power over life and death itself. Surely he is not merely a man. And as they recognize this, and as they realize the time in which they live and where they find themselves and who they find before them, the people begin to prepare for that time, to rejoice that God has blessed them to witness so great an occasion. And so, when Christ comes back into the city of Jerusalem now, we find a spontaneous scene breaks out. People are overjoyed. They start chanting praises. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. They take off their own cloaks and they begin to lay them down before him. They take palms off the trees and place them on the ground where he is about to tread, because they recognize their own unworthiness to have even the feet of the animal that bears him touch their soil. The Pharisees look on at this, and they are beside themselves. Behold, the entire world has gone after him. Moreover, they know exactly what they are witnessing. The people are reacting to what they see with their eyes. Miracles. Great power over nature itself. Actions of God. However, the Pharisees know the scriptures and the prophecies, and they see their fulfillment time and again. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just and the Savior. He is poor and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass, as is in Zechariah. They know what they are witnessing. They know who Christ really is, and they are hardened against it. And so they plot to seize him and to convict him. They put into works the motion to scandalize the people, to take them away from praising him with their accusations, and to bring them onto their own side by their lies. And it is exactly what we witness in the reading of the Passion. In just a few days' time, everything changes. Saint Alphonsus points this out well. And he says, these people now receive you with acclamations, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of God for our salvation. And then they will raise their voices insultingly to Pilate, to take you out of the world and cause you to die upon a cross. Away with him, away with him, and crucify him. They, the multitudes which followed after our Lord, will become soon the rabble calling for his blood, exchanging him for Barabbas. They who removed their cloaks and took palms from the trees to place beneath him as he moved into the city, Soon they will tear the purple cloak from our Lord's bloody shoulders and place the large limbs of a tree in the form of a cross upon them. The very mouse which praised him soon hurl insults, blasphemies, and spit. Our Lord knew this was to come. And so, while all in the moment rejoiced, he, prior to that, wept over the city of Jerusalem. And yet, we see in our Lord that he still came anyway. He entered Jerusalem because the time for the work of redemption was at hand. And it was only by the cross that the gates of heaven would be opened. And he was now prepared to knock. Such a reality is our reflection as we enter into Holy Week, this time of great spiritual gain for ourselves. We know what is to come. The sacrifice of Christ upon the cross, his passion and his death. We know that this was all endured for the sake of our own sins. And in that reflection, we see our own weakness in our resolve, in our own amendment. We recognize how swiftly we are to rejoice our Savior after a good confession, and how swiftly still we switch to the rabble with our sins. We prepare ourselves to walk with our Lord and to witness his strength in the time of his sacrifice. And our reflection during these events must be ones that we apply to our souls, to recognize that seeing that strength in the time of his own passion and death, that we daily must turn to him to find strength within our own selves, so that we may be able to walk with him each and every single day. Because the strength only will come from grace from heaven. His perseverance will only come from he who has persevered through all suffering. Our amendment and our resolve that these are to be to daily increase in virtue and love of him who has given all for us. So, as we prepare ourselves to witness this all, we reflect and we resolve ourselves to strive to be the consolation to our Lord in his time of suffering, knowing that seeing our efforts to save our souls, to bear and to receive the fruits of his sacrifice, he will thus know that his efforts and his sorrow, and his pain, and his death was all worth the price of our souls. May God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.